the whole church is greeted, is opened, if we want it, to the presence of Christ, who is God. And so, this first famous text, where we have this Emmanuel prophecy, Achaz was like most of the kings, kind of a crook, but he's the king. So the Lord told Isaiah, ask him, you know, to ask for a sign. And Achaz says, oh no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't tempt the Lord. Now what is he doing? This is why we have to examine our conscience. What is he doing? If I ask for a sign and it comes true, then God is for real and he's close and I got to change. So I wouldn't tempt the Lord. He's not worried about tempting the Lord. He's worrying about God becomes so real, he's going to have to change. We're like that too. You know, I love you, Lord, and I'm happy to obey you, but keep your distance. Well, he won't, because he loves us. And that's what's going on here with this text. Is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? And then the Lord himself will give you this sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel. That's a sign. I will create life by myself. And it will be my very eternal divine son in the womb of a woman, growing like any other child, and then born. And I am God. Immanuel. Im means us, or with. Nu means God. I can't get it straight. Immanuel. Everybody knows what it means. Im, with. Nu, God. Us, rather. Immanuel, God. Immanuel. And that's surely his name, isn't it? Immanuel. He's with us. He's always with us. And he makes sure that he's with us. Here. Every day. And so we're getting ready for that. Then we have this beautiful text. It's the Annunciation. Why? So that we'll do just what we're doing now. Think about it. Let this reality take over. Take time. Read this text. In the sixth month. What sixth month? Elizabeth's. Right? Gabriel's going to say, and a sign, your cousin Elizabeth is already conceived, and this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. Why? Because nothing is impossible for God. Now that line, the angel is, or however you want to say it, Luke is alluding by that to what the angel said to Sarah. Sarah was in the same boat, except she thought she was about 100. What? I can't conceive a child. And the angel said, I'll be back here this time next year and you will be nursing a child. Because with God, nothing is impossible. And so by wording it that way, the Holy Spirit, through Luke, wants us to say, oh, this is in the line. This starts with Sarah. Akerah. And goes through Rivka, Rebecca, and all. It's the work of God. God is very interested in conception and birth and generation. The whole book of Genesis is divided by a series of, this is the book of the generation of, and the generation of, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, who begot so-and-so. It's very mysterious that God leads us through generation. And so, the description. Do not be afraid, Mary. for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Yehoshua. Yahweh is with us. He sure is. I mean, he can't be many more with us unless we see him in heaven. He's here in his word. He's here in the sacrament. He's here in our heart. Immanuel. You see? And he'll have the throne of David, his father. Whoop. If he's going to have David, his father, what does that mean? He's the Ben David. He is the Messiah. When all the people used to cry out, Jesus, Ben David, have mercy on me. They were saying, Jesus, the Messiah. You're the Messiah. So we say it now, right? Ben David. And then, but she knows that God told her, out of any cultural norm, commit yourself to me and be a virgin for me. Nobody ever did that before. And she knew that from God. And so now she's saying, well, whatever God wants is fine. But how does this go with what he told me to do before? And the angel says, don't worry, Mary. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Like the Holy Spirit overshadowed all creation. And the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light because the Spirit was there to give reality to the Word of God. And that's what's happening now. Conceive my son. That's God. In your tiny little womb, you know. And I'm infinite. Pray this Christmas time for the gift of wonder. Just be awed by all of this. You know, it's Christmas again, so I'm hoping to get a new coat or, you know. This is a miracle. And we know it. Most of the people over there that I think about every morning when I'm saying that, they don't know it. Some know it's Christmas, so they're going to buy cigars for their boss or something, you know, but we know it. And so, all right. So the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High, that's the same as the Spirit, will overshadow you, just like creation, just like the Spirit hovered over the ark and made those words powerful. The words of the ark, and the ark was the tablets of the commandments. You see? And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, Agios, the Son of God. And then the sign. Behold, your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who's in her 70s, who was called barren. It's nice to get a sign like that. Our Lady doesn't say, oh, I don't need signs. She just said one thing. Behold, the servant, the handmaid of the Lord, let it happen to me as you have just said, because that's the will of God. That's breathtaking, isn't it? You know, we're so used to the words. We hear them all the time. You know, God is asking permission to become incarnate in the womb of Mary for our salvation. And so then the angel left her. And she begins her trek. And so she walks all the way to Ein Kerem, where Elizabeth is. That's a 2.5-day walk. Pregnant. starting to be pregnant, but pregnant. She walks all the way. Why? To be there with her cousin, to help her at the birth, at the nursing, at the preparing the food for the regular, simple human things. But you see, they're redolent with the presence of God. So that's this is an important day in the tradition. December 20th, we're getting serious now. You know, this is, and it's so beautiful, isn't it? We're so grateful. And then the Holy Spirit who guided the people, who made all these readings for us. So now Our Lady is on the way, right? So tomorrow, what's the reading? I'm not going to do that now because we got to go, but hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains in the womb of Mary. He's coming. You see that?